Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.
Here we are. We are at a dog show.
Yes.
Are we ever?
Yeah.
That's a dog show, not a dog of a show, which is equally applicable.
Equally applicable. This is Talking Puffy. I'm the fabulous Adam Richard, the outrageous Scott Brennan.
Hi.
And the punctual Toby Sullivan.
Sorry, I'm late.
Yeah.
He's got the yep. Further back.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm gonna work it. I'm gonna work
good
it.
Good work.
We are at a dog show because you know. Well, we often pay attention to twinks and younger gay men, and we thought maybe we should talk about, you know, what the older poofters do, which
is... Yes, a lot of backcombing by the looks of it.
Also because our favourite lesbian is entered.
Bixie!
Our lesbian correspondent. She'll
do very well.
Yeah.
She'll do
very She's competing well. In the hunting dogs.
Right, yeah.
She'll do very well in the open short hair section.
I've got to remember to clean the She'll gunk out right. of her eyes.
It's true, isn't it? Gays and lesbians too really do express themselves through their dogs.
Yes. Well, yeah, lesbians like a big working dog kind of a dog, whereas gay men...
You've got the little Paris Hilton kind of
tiny little white thing.
Little twinkie mug.
Hateful.
You know those ones that look like, you know, a mop head learned to walk?
Yes.
They're just one, they're a broom handle away from cleaning the floor.
They don't so much look like a dog as a running Kenny Everett gag. Just this little thing scurrying across the,
thing. So, yes, we should probably move along into the update.
Oh, let's find out what's happening.
But later the kids will ask, where's my mother? So how can the gay father answer that questions?
Puffcast.
And now it's time for the Talking Puffy update.
Yay!
Ding-a-ling.
Headline.
You've been thinking about this.
Yeah,
too much.
And I'm a little mess. I need a bit of a load rant.
I'm right here.
To the story.
Okay. Some damning statistics have been released about the motivations of Australia's football players. A study into all the codes of football has found that a whopping 63% of players were only interested in football for the money.
Mm-hmm.
19% were playing for the love of the game, while the remaining 18% were only in it for the rape.
You can't say that. Turn it off. Tut, tut. It's me disapproving.
No more hangers!
Puffcast.
Moving on.
Gator Z. We are up to the letter H.
Yes.
Which is for heteros.
Yes.
Heteros. In particular, hetero men.
Heterosexual men who, we have covered the fag hags.
Yes.
Heterosexual men who seem to have this bizarre notion that being gay makes you a rapist.
Yeah. Well, yes. You get
have you noticed
this? These heterosexual, you know, there's a certain breed of heterosexual men that when they find out you're gay, they're like, oh, backs to the wall.
Don't drop the soap.
Yeah.
We're not even in the shower.
And
why would you talk about soap?
And also, generally, the guys who do this are the ones you really don't want to fuck. They're the ugliest ones.
Yeah. I know. Because we, as a species, while we're really fussy about the curtains and our socks,
yes,
and you know, our interior decorating and everything else in our lives, when it comes to men,
it doesn't matter.
We'll rape the husband of our best friend, Jill. For him.
What they're doing, because we were talking about, you know, the sheer power of gay men's lust last week.
Yes.
We were doing G for Glory Holes. H for heteros are confusing is a confusing sluttiness for rapistry.
Yes.
That's what it is. We're not rapists. We're slurries.
Yeah.
We're dirty, drunken
dirty
slurries.
Harlots.
Do you think it's because...
We're not rapists.
Do you think it's because they deep down inside know that if you know, their lady friends did not, you know, shut the gates so often...
They would just be at it
hammer and tongs 24/7.
Yeah,
anyone
possibly.
And everyone.
And I think that for a straight man, like that whole kind of, there's only one thing worse for some straight guys than having a gay guy attracted to them. And that's having a gay guy not attracted to them.
Yeah.
What am I? I'm chopped liver.
And as soon as you point out, I'm sorry, I would rather have sex with Carrie Bickmore.
than in her man hands. Yeah.
No way. Oh.
I think it is indicative of something. If the first thing that a straight guy thinks when he meets a gay guy in this day and age is bum sex,
yeah,
he's thinking about it already. He's thinking about it before you got there.
Yeah.
You didn't make that happen.
No.
That was there before.
Nobody mentioned it. That popped into your head.
That was you. I do wonder if it also is slightly related to the fact that gay men, you know, if you are like me, studying for Gaydar of the Week every week.
Yes.
Studying very hard.
Studying very hard, trawling the internet. You will come up against one phrase over and over again. And I think this is what makes straight men so terrified. Straight acting.
Oh, yes.
Homos are mad for straight acting.
They bang up for straight acting.
And they never
No. I love it when someone says straight acting and then you meet them.
Hi.
And
it's like,
which part of you is straight acting? Is it the pleat in your jean that you've ironed in so tightly? Is that the straight acting part? Because you meet them, it's like, hi, how's it going?
But I think that the important word in that is acting.
Acting.
Yeah.
Acting,
I know, because it's like straight. I'm not actually straight. I'm straight acting, but I will put your cock in my mouth for about 45 minutes. Yeah.
They act on neighbours too.
Yes.
All of that said, all that has come before said, noted, and duly acknowledged, how hot are straight guys?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
Can I make a confession? My boyfriend is a tradie.
Yeah.
He's a gardener. Yeah. And I was horrified one day because, you know, he's got fairly big arms and he drinks beer and he's, you know, often comes home from work.
He fairly is quite straight acting.
Yeah, kind of covered in dirt and stuff. And one day I caught him on his playing with his iPod at home.
Mm.
And like he used to like to play Tap Farm, where you kind of, you know, have a farm and you build things and sort of game. Yeah. And then I looked at Hunter and I went, what are all those women doing in that? What is this game? He said, oh, that's my dress shop. It's a virtual dress shop on the internet.
Now that is straight out.
And I'm like, well, you're my top trader. You're ruining it. Stop it.
Because you're really setting the benchmark for straight acting with that kind of response as well, too.
See, it makes me go up. I have to be camper than him to really make him more attractive to me.
To balance
the dress
nature.
Shop, it's just pushed me up a little.
Dress shop.
Can I tell you, on a similar thing, can I tell you the gayest thing that I've ever seen happen?
Mm-hmm.
The gayest thing that my husband ever did.
Oh, God.
Yes.
We were just sitting around. For some reason, I was talking about Kate Bush.
That's Butch.
That's Butch.
Yeah.
Pete is not particularly straight acting. He's not particularly gay acting either. And anyway, I was talking about Kate Bush, and I remarked, hey, you know what would be amazing? What if David Bowie and Kate Bush did a duet together? And Peter's just sitting on the couch, and he looked at me, and he sort of blinked and waited for a moment, just went, I'm going to have a lie down while I think about that. That is amazing. He literally had to have a lie down. He just blew his gay mind. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Army Dreamers plus Ashes to Ashes.
That's kind of like, you know, that's like a gay version of when Spider-Man and Wolverine met.
Yes. Oh, yeah, totally. Oh, my God. Well, I live, my housemate is a little bit of a homosexual.
Oh my God!
Uh-huh. I know that comes as a surprise.
Saw him this morning.
Yes,
Yeah, but I knew him years ago, and he was not always out of the closet, and nor was he that cab.
No. But now, I know whenever he is pleasantly surprised by something, whether he reads something interesting in the paper or finds something interesting in the net, because he won't just go, "Oh wow, that's interesting." He will go, "Woo!" And he gets so excited, and like, and he was in actually the kitchen on his computer the other day, and I heard,
clutching his pearls.
And clutching his pearls, and I went, "Why not?" Running in and said, "Are you okay? What's happening?" He said, "No, I just found a Kylie video on the internet."
How easily surprised is this guy?
He's quite easily surprised.
Was it a new one he hadn't seen?
I think
before?
It was. I think it was a live performance he hadn't seen. But
like
even when he's cooking, like, you know, he realises that we've got onions.
Is he my mother? That's what my mother does. You know, oh, hi, Mum, it's Toby.
Well, you know, speaking of surprises, I know we've got Wes Snelling coming in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
We, I think, should surprise him.
No, you're evil.
With a story he once told on stage.
And he did tell it on stage, so it is in the public domain.
It is in the public domain.
Seven lesbians heard it at the Glass.
Yeah, that's
now,
right,
so
yes.
It's public now.
Yes.
So we won't spoil it for you, but we'll get Wes to tell you.
He's going to hate us.
Here he comes.
Those of you with a faint heart or vegetarians should probably turn off now.
Yes, if you're listening to this in the fruit section at Coles, stop now. To infinity and beyond, come into your arms. Poofcast. Welcome back, Wes Snelling, our emergency poof, we like to call it.
Yes.
You know, sometimes Toby has what's referred to as a pressing engagement in inverted commas, or as we call it, oh, not those faggots again, I can't hang out with them. Yeah. Can't you get Wes to do it?
I go to Thailand sometimes to get my injections. So I can't always. So, I can't always be here.
We often have Wes Snelling. You are our emergency poof. And I'd like to now take our listeners on a journey to a gig we did one night
at
the Glass House for a room full of very receptive lesbians. And Wes, you shared something with us on stage that night that I still cannot get over.
Oh, no.
I've heard about this. And I want to know the full story. I see this through a glass darkly. I don't understand the top to bottom.
Come on, Wes. You just didn't know this was coming.
I can't believe you have put me in this position.
Please.
Is it true what I hear?
Oh, wow.
Come on, tell everyone
believe
what
happened. Believe this. No.
No.
Look, all I'm going to say is that I can't believe this.
I will admit to something equally revolting.
You go first.
No, you have to tell me your story. Go.
Yours might be, you admit to revolting things all the time.
No, come on, tell everyone.
Let's just say there was nothing else in the fridge but a lettuce.
And you were hungry and...
And I was hungry.
MacGyver would be proud. So, MacGyver would be proud and Jamie Oliver would be proud.
I just want to know, I know you've mentioned the lettuce. I just want to know logistically what you did with the lettuce. Like, how did it work? Like,
You are obsessed with it because I am obsessed. Since I talked about a lettuce, you send me emails pretty much every third day. Of photos of lettuces from the internet going, here's your boyfriend.
And then he forwards them on to me as well.
I look really inviting.
I don't understand why. Look, I'll say that logistically. Well, it's you can shed it.
Right.
And, you know, and bear in mind that there is a moisture that arrives...
I don't even know why you're asking this. There's only so many ways you can skin a cat, as it were.
Right.
Like yeah.
What do you think happened?
Well, I just...
Was the lettuce in a
head,
sling?
In or? My head, Wes has bummed himself off with a lettuce and he's now growing like a carrot out of his ass. But I'm assuming it was around the front end.
By the way, this is not a fetish. It's not something that I secretly go to the supermarket
for. Yeah, you don't hang around lettuces. Vic Market on a Saturday morning in an overcoat.
That mess. Glenn's getting me hot.
Yeah. I'm just going to take the Safeway catalogue and go to the toilet.
You don't hang around greengrocers at closing time hoping to get the peaches $1 a kilo off. It was just everyone does stupid stuff. Everyone.
We've all had a crack at something.
Well, everyone's done
why
something
would
ill-advised.
You do something like that, Scott?
Just cause.
Hey!
So, what about you, Adina?
All right, here's an admission. And this is going to be a little bit hurdies. So, I do apologize in advance.
Okay.
But there was a time when I was feeling a little bit excited. Mm. Got home from, you know, a big night at Club 80 where no one wanted to have sex with me. And got home and went, oh, I've had so much amyl, I could probably fit anything in right about now.
And that's what happened to the Beaumont children.
I was in the toilet and I removed the toilet dolly. And the toilet rolls, and I fucked myself with the wooden thing that you put the toilet rolls on.
Oh my God. Splinters.
There were no splinters, thankfully. It was very highly polished and had a glaze.
Well, it did by the end. Oh, my God.
You hit yourself a fissure with that one.
Wow.
I do have to get a little couple of stitches now.
Oh, that is genius.
You know, have you ever had that when you just get home and go, I need to do something hideous to myself.
I need
to go to sleep.
When I was house-sitting your house, Scott, when you were in New York and I was staying in your bedroom.
Yeah, where's this going?
There was a cupboard involved.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well,
now, you found something under his bed, I believe, when you were staying in Scott's bedroom.
And that's really what happened to the bone children.
It wasn't the shoebox, was it?
It was the shoebox.
Oh, okay.
What's in the shoebox?
Oh, no.
No, actually, I didn't. What happened was, I think, is that there was a couple of bottles of Amel sitting next to Scott's bed.
It's Scott's house.
We know that Scott loves his Amel.
Yeah, and I was like, why is it? You've got so much Amel. And then he goes, here, have a look at this, and pulls out a shoebox. There were literally, 40 bottles?
There would have been 40 bottles in there, because I went through this period.
So you thought you were Dan Murphy?
Yes.
Scott actually went to cash in the bottles and bought a house.
That's right, yeah. No, I was treating them like...
He was going on a holiday to Adelaide and they got a 10-cent return.
I was treating them like Pokemon. I thought I had to get everyone.
Got to catch them all.
Got to get them all.
You go through a lot of ammo.
I do. I drink like a fish. But I did go through a period of just really being into ammo and going out and getting drunk and going, oh, I don't have any ammo. I'll buy some. And buying some. And then having a really good night. And then going out the next night and going, oh, I left my ammo at home. Oh, I'll just buy some. And buying another. And so I would just, over kind of months, I accumulated.
I'm imagining those old Fab detergent ads where they open the cupboard and it's just a cascade of lemon. Clink, 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 clink.
I think I have spotted a little bit of a lie in your story there, Scott.
What's that?
I went through a little bit of a phase.
Oh, yeah.
I was into Amel.
Wait, when did the phase begin, Scott?
And when will it end?
Birth. I've gotten through the phase of buying a different bottle every night now.
Yeah, no,
I'm being a little more frugal, but I'm still, you know, bang up for it.
We're in the cafe downstairs before you got here.
Oh, my God.
And Scott opens his bag and goes, oh, two bottles of Amel. He has for travelling purposes because he's catching a tram.
That's right.
In case one springs a leak.
Sure, you could find somewhere that sells it by the cask.
Well, yeah, yes. I want to get it in six packs. I want to get a slab of Amel.
You know what you need? You need like a giant Pez dispenser. So that you just pull out one bottle and the next one just pops out the top. And you just...
Oh, dear. We've all shared too much. Toby, you haven't shared anything.
That's because I haven't done anything.
Do you want some Amel?
I've never done anything.
You can have one of mine. I've got a spare.
What's the worst thing I've done?
I can't believe that you haven't done it. There's got to be...
Oh, look, it's all pretty pedestrian. It's all pretty ordinary. I do remember going to one of the dance parties at the docks years ago and getting a bit giddy and then going into the back room, and it was a bit like Narnia. I went into the back room.
There was a fawn waiting for you.
I went into the back room and I came out sometime later and I'd lost my hat, I'd lost my jacket, buttons ripped off my shirt. And I don't remember any of it. It's just like, what? Who is in the back room? Like a werewolf? Like, are there piranhas that have... Oh, my stars. So that's the, sort of the most shameless thing.
Poor Sookie.
Haven't fucked a vegetable. Haven't fucked a vegetable or an animal.
Oh, no, we've met your boyfriend, Toby. That's not entirely true.
I'm sorry, Pete.
He always gets the raw end of the deal.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, as far as I can manage. Hey, ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Going out with Toby, it's very raw.
Yeah, sorry, I never thought I'd say this, but I feel a little bit conservative because I've only fucked living things.
I thought Venice was alive.
Do you know what I feel bad about? You know, I feel a bit silly about. I don't have a tattoo.
Oh,
I don't have a tattoo.
No, I've been thinking a lot about tattoos lately.
Have you got? No one's got a tattoo.
None of us have tattoos.
I think we're the only four people in the world that don't have a tattoo. I'm starting to think it's me.
No, I think, no, I don't like them. No. I did want one for a really long time, but now that I'm on the cusp. of 40, I think, oh, I'm kind of glad I didn't go there.
Yeah. I was actually going to get one for a little while. I was actually going to get my long-term partner's initial tattooed onto me.
Was that E for everyone?
Yeah. No. That was B for best friend. Yeah. So that was kind of lucky that I didn't actually go through.
Because you were together for what?
We were together for 14 years.
14 years.
Yeah.
And you would be out doing the wino forever right now.
Yeah, that's pretty much. Yeah.
You know the Johnny Depp tattoo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Winona forever. And
wino forever.
What would you get, Wes?
Well, I was actually looking last night and I thought, and this is probably why I haven't got it yet.
It's stupid. Used by May 2011.
No, it's a little outline of an iceberg.
It's the cover of Bette Midler's first album.
Because it's really cool.
A giant gay vortex just opened up and is about to swallow us all.
Because her first self-titled... her first self-titled album is really cool and it was... Everybody quiet.
Wow. We don't need to hear anymore.
We can't talk.
Oh my God. I'm crying.
So this is why I shouldn't get it then.
Oh my God.
Is this what's going to happen?
Where are you going to get?
If you say you're forehead, I'm going to kill you.
Where are you thinking of getting this tattoo?
Well, I was thinking, you know, on my...
Oh, my God, this is so good for my abs.
It's a good album cover.
He hasn't given up yet. He's still going. Yeah, he's insisting.
Because do you know what it's like?
Where are you going to get it put?
Do you know the cover I'm talking about?
No.
It's like one of those ladies that are on trucks, like on the truck man.
Yeah. All right. Yes.
You know, right, so you get the design. You wouldn't get like the little barcode and the little, you know, copyright.
Explicit lyrics. Yeah.
It's like a
$4.99 at JB. Yeah.
It's like a silhouette of her.
Right.
And
anyway,
I'm quite serious.
Where are you getting this Bette Midler album? Are you going to get it tattooed in the wind beneath your wings?
Okay.
Or are you going to get it under the boardwalk?
What will it look like from a distance?
Wow. Well, it was either that or Gloria Stefan cuts both ways.
No. I want to be that tattooist. I want to be that tattooist. I'll be with you in a minute, mate. I just got to finish putting this dragon on the back of this this armed robber. What do you want? I'd like Bette Midler's first. Debbie, one for you.
Seriously, you thought we laughed. Wait till you go to a tattoo parlor. Wes Snelling, as always, you have been...
thank you so much, Wes.
It's been amazing. A delight, a pleasure, and tattooed freak.
I'm getting it now.
I hope it's not anywhere where sex partners can see it, because that is an instant soft on.
Well, it depends if you're fucking Barry Manilow. It might help. It might add to the proceedings.
It's right on your date.
Do you know what? That's going to happen. You're going to be getting around with your Bette Midler tattoo. You meet someone with a Barry Manilow tattoo and just go, like, it's meant to be.
Totes.
Or you meet someone with a Barbara Hershey tattoo. We just cry.
Hillary Whitney?
Hillary Whitney.
About 5 years ago, I was in my backyard entertaining a friend with my hands. Chris Carlson.
Oh my God. It could only be better if you got Gypsy tattooed on his ass. The lyrics to Rose's Turn.
The entire score to Gypsy right down his back.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
And then funny girl and he's in the thigh.
I don't know what just happened, but the smells are sweeter. The sun is brighter. Colours are more vivid.
Really? Because my eyes have stopped working.
That was like a near-death experience.
That was exciting.
That was fucking amazing. Oh,
now, we've run out of time. We've got Wes talked for so long. We can't do Gator of the Week, and we certainly can't talk to Bitsy.
Oh, Bitsy!
I said you're not in this episode.
Give it a bone, Bitsy. Give it a bone.
Oh. She is so needy.
Lesbian correspondent is really annoying.
Oh, God.
Come on, bitch.
She needs a walk.
Have you seen how fat she's getting? She does.
Oh, my God.
She's spreading.
Do you need to see that? You know, have you seen the size of the plastic bags we need to carry around with us when we're walking?
Oh, God.
And Jesus Christ.
I wish she'd stop eating her flannel shirt. It's really annoying.
No, it's terrible.
So we're going to go into top or bottom, but unfortunately, Melinda Buddle, busy woman.
She is quite busy.
She's the busiest woman in the world. So we've
She's away on tax exile.
We have an emergency bottom whisperer.
A standing.
And not only that, we are going to be doing, oh my God, I'm so, you know how I'm a little bit of a nerd and I like comic books and science fiction and stuff.
Yeah.
We're having a podcast crossover.
Oh my God.
What's happening?
We are going to get a guest from another podcast.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. This is like when someone from one sitcom goes into another sitcom.
Oh, yeah, fully.
Yeah.
It's like
it was
when
Fonzie was in Laverne and Shirley.
Bags, Laverne.
Or when Mork was in Happy Days.
Oh, yeah.
That was a really good
That one. Is exciting.
I know.
Yes.
I can't believe Hamish Blake is going to come.
We're not getting Hamish. We're getting someone good.
Oh, no.
I love Hamish.
I love him
no,
too.
No, Hamish is good. He does lifting for two men.
You know what? I used to see, there used to be this poster of Hamish and Andy covered in chips and nothing else.
Oh, yes.
Right. That used to be near my desk in the old building where I used to work. And in person, Andy, I would find more attractive because, you know, he's a bit more cut.
He's a very handsome person.
But there was something about Hamish's lumpy love handles in that picture that I started to go,
I've got a big thing for Hamish. Every time I meet him, I'm just like, hi, Hamish.
Everyone on the fucking planet has got a thing for Hamish.
Yeah.
And you're exactly right. It's weird because he is not a conventionally or frankly unconventionally handsome person.
No.
Like, he's this sort of lumpy, disheveled sort of, like, every time he's on Spicks and Specs, I just think, oh my God, you have so much money, you think you could afford a house. Why are you sleeping in the park?
Yeah.
Like, you look like sort of human porridge. What are you doing? But everyone has got a huge thing.
I want to dip my spoon in that porridge.
I really, yeah.
I can't look at you. Don't say porridge anymore.
but then you see Andy, who, and I don't know either of them, and then you see Andy, and he is quite chiseled and conventionally handsome.
And he's dating Megan Gale.
And he's dating me. And all you see him, and all I want to do is, like, you know, sort of order a focaccia from him. And, you know what I mean? He looks like just such a fucking actor. And Hamish looks like this sort of, you know, he looks like he's sort of Keith Floyd, the college years.
What is it? Why is he sexy? I don't know.
I find the slight lisp a bit of a that gets
is
me going.
Is it because he's goofy or?
Yeah, I think I don't know. He's just got an energy. You know, some people are just sexy. Yeah. I don't know. And
do you know what it is? I reckon, and a lot of straight guys have got this. That sort of just I genuinely don't give a fuck. Sort of thing. They don't care about brushing their hair. They don't care if their shirt doesn't fit them or whatever.
Yeah.
And you look at them and just think, if that's how you present yourself to the real world, you would fuck with reckless abandon.
Yes.
You would be like a dying man.
Because I reckon that with Andy, like, if you had sex with him, you'd do it like he'd just lay out wet wipes first. You know?
Get a toilet sanitizer and just spray.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It'd be like he would like iron creases in the condoms, you know? But Hamish would just be like,
I don't have any condoms, but I've got a plastic bag and a lack of man. Let's go for it!
It'd be like, you know, like a six-year-old playing cubby houses, just blankets flying everywhere. And shit.
Imagine making a fort in the bed and then fucking it.
Oh, wow.
Really upset myself now.
Okay.
I think we're on a list somewhere now.
Considering we We're running out of time. We'll get on
until we started talking about how hot Hamish Blake is. This could be the whole podcast.
Yeah.
Let's just do a episodes. How hot is Hamish Blake podcast.
We've already done enough. We've got Where's the Tattoo. Oh, let's move on to Top or Bottom.
You want to do it in my butt, let's do it in the butt, okay.
Well, it's time for Top or Bottom. Unfortunately, our regular bottom whisperer, Melinda Buttle, couldn't be here.
But we do have an auxiliary bottom whisperer.
We do, because I really wanted to hear Melinda's take on this, because we've decided the Top or Bottom this week should be Russell and Todd from the Gruen transfer.
Yes. I would love to know.
So I thought, why don't we go to the meat in that sandwich? Will Anderson, the host of the Gruen transfer, how are you going, darling?
Oh, thanks for having me on. I like to think of myself less like a sort of a bottom whisperer. I'm more like a bottom diviner. You know, I kind of poke my coat hanger in the direction.
Oh, love. Yeah. Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Yeah, and it's a little like that. So that's the kind of approach I'm going to take to this. And I've been thinking about it quite a lot because our show quite often actually gets called the groin transfer.
Right.
Because you're big grubby.
I've often had that thought of what would happen if, you know, one night when the lights were low at the ABC, the lights go down, Tony Jones stops pedalling the bike that powers the they can go outside for a smoke with Kerry O'Brien or something, and suddenly the lights are low and it's just Todd and Russell sitting there at the desk. I imagine it would start with some sort of disagreement.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it would be angry sex.
Yeah, it would be angry. Fucking is the best kind of fucking.
Yeah, I think so. And unlike the TV show, I'd prefer not to be in the middle.
Or like the human centipede, ew.
Oh. I've had to have to think about this because, you know, Russell is what they refer to in the advertising industry as a silverback. Right?
Oh, right. That which was my nickname in high school.
Yeah, no. It's nice when that guy goes to an extra effort of putting glitter in his face.
What does silverback mean?
Silverback, just basically, it's like, you know, one of the elder states people.
He's been there for so long, they just give him respect because he's
that
old.
That guy, that flake, is one of the elder statesmen.
It is advertising we're talking about.
Well,
it's,
I guess, in fairness, we live in a world where Bob Catter is Prime Minister, so obviously anything fucking goes. Jesus.
Well, here's the thing. The question is, Tobes, of course, how do we get him from silverback to bareback? I started to think about this a little, and I thought, well, Russell is a Melbourne Football Club fan. They got a lot of draft choices when they came last, so he knows the joys that can come from being at the bottom.
I'm sorry, we're all homosexuals. We have no idea what you just said.
I felt like using a football analogy, Toby, really was going a bit.
Amazed how you managed to draw that in, actually.
That was just like, blah, 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 shit pipe. Yeah. That's all I heard.
But I've got to be honest with you, they're both sort of A-type personalities, you know, so that came into it at the end, and I was kind of like, I can just imagine Russell being the guy who, he likes to spread the joy of advertising to everybody, you know, Russell?
Yeah, he's quite evangelical, like
yeah,
that.
And I can imagine that him as a lover, so I'm thinking he is definitely a top, and like a quite a, you know, a real sort of, you know, doing it while yelling out advertising slogans that
yeah.
a little dirty. Oh. Like, I melt in your mouth, not in your hand.
Yeah.
You know? There's a glass and a half of full cream milk in that. Forget Gillette, I'm the best a man can get. You know, that sort of thing.
He's a lippy top.
Wow.
He needs to stay out of the sauna in that case. Yes. I hate those,
chatty ones.
Yeah, he gets sponsorship involved, there's no doubt about it. Whereas Todd, he's your versatile guy. Like, you know, he could top if he wanted to be, but he's flexible. You know, he's happy to be at the bottom if you just take him shopping for some fancy new Gucci t-shirt and sign a petition he's putting together for some cause or hold the mirror while he gets his designer stubble just right. He's the ethical one. He helps start Earth Hour. He's used to the concept of you giving a little, even if it causes a little pain and discomfort, to help someone else out. And, you know,
so what you're
bottom,
saying is he's...
Bottom, as I'm going to call him.
He's a green bottom.
Yeah, he's a green bottom.
He's a recyclable green bottom. That's amazing.
Well, thank you for sorting that out for us, Will. And you know what? I'm very excited because I feel like I'm in a comic book right now. We're having our crossover because you've got your own podcast called 30-odd Foot of Pod.
That's right. And for anyone who listens to the two of of them, it's quite hilarious because both podcasts predominantly have a bunch of people sitting around talking about gay sex.
Just like the old days of the comedy festival, Will.
Thank you so much. Special guest bottom diviner, Will Anderson.
Will Anderson, thanks, Will.
Thank you all.
Oh, Will Anderson, our special guest bottom.
He's good.
Yeah.
Special guest bottom whisperer. He was awesome.
He's got a talent for this. I wouldn't have guessed it, but he's got a really good talent.
And he painted such a beautiful picture.
Oh,
he certainly did.
Yes.
Certainly did.
Now, next week we are going to be going somewhere where I can't believe it's our 10th Poofcast next week.
Is it our 10th?
It is our 10th.
Wow.
And we're going somewhere where many poofs have gone before, but none of us recently. The hair salon.
Yeah.
That is a little bit redundant, isn't it?
Yes.
But we're going to be talking about, you know, the self-centeredness that sometimes takes over a homosexual.
No.
The me, I factor.
Surely you jest.
You know, but they have the X factor for straight people. We have the I factor. That's next week on the Poofcast.
Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Poofcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out. Can we get on?
Poofcast.